unknown number. Received Thursday at 8:31 a.m. 3 minutes.
My name is Jessica, and I was I live in California, and I woke up to a phone call from my mother saying that my brother was okay because he lives right downtown and attends NYU, so walks by the World Trade Center towers, and in fact did at the moment of the bombing. And I had taken sleeping pills the night before for insomnia and woke up and had no idea where I was or what was happening, and just hearing my mother screaming that my brother was okay, and ended up sitting on the couch really for the entire day and into the next week watching the images just bombard me and attack me. I just alternated for probably 48 hours between crying and absolute shock. And I do think that I experienced depression for about a week afterwards. Just had no energy, didn't want to see anyone, didn't want to talk about what was happening because I was afraid that other people would have different views than I did or different experiences. And I felt too raw to go out there and actually participate in human connections. And how am I now? Well, I guess also then I have some very good friends, and my brother, of course, is in the city, and not being able to get through to them wasn't as scary as I expected, because I really still didn't believe that what I was seeing was real or that people I knew could be there. And I guess what was also frightening about that was being in L.A. and the next few days when I did go outside, seeing the different reactions between people, seeing the vigils on the street corners, and some would be rallies of nationalism and some would be somber candle lighting vigils. And just the juxtaposition between the street corners really expressed how people were feeling and how I was feeling, the confusion. Whether to put up my flag meant that I absolutely supported the president and the government, which I didn't, but I do support the country and the idea of Americanism, but didn't know which rally I belonged to, didn't know how I felt, and didn't know how to form my own ideas, let alone my own sentences, for about probably a month afterwards. And usually that's a skill that I try to pride myself being an educated person. Today, I think that one of the strangest things is being at a university setting. And
end of message. Message
Sheldon was cut off, so I'm going to continue. My name is Jessica, and I think the strangest thing about where I am now is being at a university. I am teaching and working with people that are being called off to duty. And this last night I received an email from a student who said he would not be able to attend section because he's being called away to the Middle East and has to drop out of school, and plans to be gone for between 6 months and 2 years. And that's just one of the people that has contacted me, along with the fact that I'll walk across campus to the gym being stressed and concerned about my own issues, and then I'll see a group of kids doing Navy drills with their Navy t-shirts on in the quad. And it's an eerie juxtaposition and an unstable one, to not know where the priority of your own life and your own feelings and your own actions in regards to the picture. So, I don't really know where I stand now. I don't yet feel like I can create my own ideas. I still feel like I'm piecing them together. And the issues of censorship in the media and not having the information to be able to piece your ideas together is probably the most frightening thing that I think we're facing right now. Thank you.